New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's $178 billion spending plan seeks to close a $6.1 billion hole widened mainly by Medicaid costs. Now lawmakers in Albany are weighing in, with budget hearings scheduled this week. I spoke with State Senator James Skoufis about the governor's proposal to remedy the shortfall and more. The governor's proposal aims to reform the current Medicaid system with a new Medicaid redesign team, or MRT2. First-term State Senator James Skoufis represents the 39th District, which includes parts of Orange, Rockland, and Ulster counties.
There's always good and bad with any budget proposal. Certainly the one ominous item in the budget that's not a surprise is the big Medicaid gap that exists. And it seems like there's going to be another panel that's going to be set up and, coming back to the legislature with, okay, here's how we fill these billions of dollars of deficit that we have. And, we're going to have to keep a very close tab on what the MRT comes up with. And we're going to have to make a decision about, how we push back if we feel that those cuts are not being focused in the right way. It seems from the governor's point of view that he's going to be training his sights on long-term care, which I agree. Those costs are escalating at an untenable rate, and they have been for a long time, and that is probably a place where we need to streamline a little bit. But we have to make sure that places like Valley View and other nursing homes that are already on the brink aren't closing their doors because of what comes out of these proposals. And so that's definitely a red flag that, again, is not a surprise. I'm a little bit concerned about the two-year DOT capital plan that was announced. Typically, these are five-year DOT and MTA capital plans. Certainly, I'm anxious to get the expansion of Route 17 into the capital plan, and I've already been speaking with DOT since the State of the State announcement about how we move forward. I will say, most of our school districts that I represent actually fared pretty well in the governor's proposal for aid. And, the way he announced it at the State of the State caused a little bit of trepidation. But once we really dived into the details, we saw that most of our school districts actually fared pretty well. We want them to do better, and I'll be pushing for more aid directed towards our 39th Senate District. But, so there's some good and bad, as there always is. A lot of positive environmental funding and news that's being proposed, the Bond Act. The next couple months are going to be interesting.
Cuomo's proposal also includes merging the State Bridge Authority, which oversees five bridges spanning the Hudson River, and the Thruway Authority.
You can put that in the concerned column that I've been keeping, and I have serious concerns about merging the Bridge Authority with Thruway Authority. You pay $1.25, $1.50 to travel over these mid-Hudson bridges, and that's pretty rare nowadays where you can travel over a bridge for that kind of a toll. And I have reservations that the motivation here is to use the mid-Hudson bridges, which are doing quite well. Their balance sheets are positive, to subsidize the Thruway Authority expenses, and I'm not going to go along with that. And that's one place I'm going to be pushing back quite significantly.
Cuomo's budget plan includes legalizing recreational marijuana, and Democratic state senators have differing views on whether the item should be legislated through the budget, which is due April 1st.
As long as marijuana is done right, and when I say right, I mean there has to be an emphasis on public safety, especially road safety. There needs to be funding for law enforcement. It's a proposal that I could get behind. I don't have strong feelings about whether it should be done in the budget or out of the budget. There is a case to be made that it ought to be done in the budget, since there are obviously fiscal implications to taxing marijuana and setting up the regulatory scheme for legalization. And so I don't have strong feelings about that. My feelings are more trained towards getting it done right. And I'm reviewing the governor's proposal. I'm sure there are going to be places where I want to make amendments to his proposal. I actually am quite confident that this will pass one way or the other this year in 2020. We were only one or two votes short in the Senate last year, and I believe some folks have been reconsidering their position.
Meantime, Cuomo wants to add E Pluribus Unum to the state flag.
I'm a big fan of history. The flag hasn't been touched in over a century. I don't like the idea Look, you know, there are far more serious issues that, you know, we need to be considering in the budget. This is not a budget item. You talk about whether things should be in the budget or not. This should not be in the budget. And even if it's not, though, you know, I don't like the idea. You know, I don't want to touch the state flag that hasn't been touched in 130 years.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Orange County.